Hey everybody, welcome to episode 96 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi guys.
And Dylan Roush.
I was going to start singing Space Jam, but I forgot.
I forgot.
But I forgot to say anything.
Yeah. And of course, as always, we have our intern, totally unpaid, Gabe Philbin.
Hi.
Hey. All right, so there's some controversy this week.
Yeah, a whole lot of controversy.
Of course it is.
So it started with Microsoft, like, again, doubling back on kind of what they've been saying. And they're like, oh, okay, self-publishing is now all, like, total go-ahead on the Xbox One. You know, go ahead, do what you want on that thing. It, like, costs $100 or something, but whatever. So they said that. And then journalists, specifically Game Informer, approached Phil Fish and Jonathan Blow for a comment on this.
Jonathan Blows.
Yeah. Phil Fish Dicks. and both of them essentially said, we're so fucking tired of you guys asking us for comment. Like, just stop. Leave us alone. Like, don't even bother. We're not going to say anything to you. F off.
That's exactly why they went to them, because you're the two biggest assholes out there.
Well, that and where do, remember all those complaints about Microsoft's indie thing? Where did they all kind of originate?
Yeah. From Jonathan Blow and Phil Fish.
Uh-huh.
And
well, not
and
that
then,
those complaints weren't legitimate.
Oh, they were. So you think you'd want that opinion. And, I mean, okay, I get not wanting to give your opinion on it, but...
Hey, guys, the bigger audience they reach, like, the more people that can just hurt their feelings. Just saying.
So, you're putting John Blow in here with Phil Fish. He was actually kind of classy about it.
I was just making a joke, dog. I don't give a fuck.
That's what got us into this mess, Ryan.
So then Marcus Beer on the Game Trailers podcast Invisible Walls went on a rant calling these two blowfish because they aren't very tasty.
A hipster tosspot.
And they are like
he called them a hipster
lethal.
Tosspot.
Yeah. And he called him out and said, like Phil Fish especially, he directed most of it at him, saying, like, all this shit about how he's a whiny fuck and whines about everything. I'm just calling him out for kind of the bullshit that Phil Fish throws out. And then Phil Fish got back at Marcus Beer by telling him to compare Marcus Beer's life to his life. And then kill himself, which is actually a line from Futurama, but that's besides the point. And and also something along the lines of, like, all you're good for is ejaculating vomit out of your mouth.
And who said this?
Phil Fish.
You remember? Okay. You remember a couple months, or was it a year ago, where he said, "Suck my dick, choke on it." Yeah.
I apparently don't pay any attention to Phil Fish.
Yeah. It's not a bad
thing. Remember him posting that shit in the Steam community page for Fez? Yeah. I don't feel sorry for that fuck at all.
So continue, funny. Gabe.
He's famously quoted for saying that the gaming community is like the worst thing in the world.
Then get out of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he did.
So long, so long, so long, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
So after Phil Fish's retaliation to Marcus Beer, Marcus Beer invited Phil Fish to talk at PAX and, like, just talk about the reactions to this and, like, why he said the things he did to Game Informer and all that. And then Phil Fish said Fez 2 was canceled. And then Polytron said Fez 2 was canceled. Then Phil Fish posted on Polytron saying, "I'm taking the money, I'm running, I'm out of the games industry. Fuck all y'all haters."
Hey,
so
remember that time on Steam, on Steam, where he said it's number one on Steam right now and it's not even out yet? You should boycott harder, nerds. Yeah.
I don't think he knows what vocal minority means.
No.
Like, all the people screaming are, that's like...
He's one of them.
That's none percentage.
He doesn't realize it because he's one of them. Yeah, except he's just on the other side of it this time.
No. Yeah, he's the vocal super minority. He's just that one guy. He's
one of those, like, people that just discovered the internet and they're just... Like, every little negative thing that they read, they take it so much to heart, and then they overreact. And it's like, okay, calm the fuck down and grow up, you know?
Yeah. Yep. So, some exact quotes that Phil Fish said to Marcus Beer were tweeting at him saying, "Hey, fuckface, the thing with us tosspot hipsters is that we're not beholden to media leeches like you. And you're right, we're very successful, and we're not going anywhere. Get used to it, you middle-aged parasite.
Yep.
Compare your life to mine and then kill yourself." Seems that Phil Fish is actually going somewhere.
Yeah, no, we are going. I am going somewhere, and it's away because you hurt my feelings. I'm going to cry over it.
Yeah, but the thing with Phil Fish is that he's complaining so much about all this hate he's getting.
Yeah, he is free to dish it out as much as he wants.
He is like the most toxic person.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like the epitome of toxicity on the internet.
He's free to dish it out himself, and as soon as he catches anything, it's, "See ya, nerds."
Boycott harder, nerds. What was there to even boycott?
His game.
His fucking attitude. It's the reason I still haven't played Fez. I refuse to play Fez.
I haven't played Fez because it just doesn't look that interesting to me. But that's besides the point when it comes to this.
I will never play Fez for one fucking reason. Phil fucking Fish.
For no reason.
Reason. I'm drunk.
Yellow.
raisins.
And now Phil Fish's Twitter is private, so you ain't seen nothing.
He literally took his ball and went home because no one wanted to play it his way.
Oh my god.
Suck my dick and choke on it, Phil.
I see what you did there. So, I don't see how he can be this, like, naive about how the internet
is. I don't think it's naivety. It's just, he's an indie developer, so he has no one that really answer to. No accountability. Mm. He's in charge. He is his own boss.
I feel like he just cares so much about what people think of him. And even if it's nobody, you know, just being a troll, he's easy to
goad into things and get him to react.
Yeah, well, really. That's just painfully, that's insecurity.
Well,
yeah.
When did he say he was done and shut everything down?
Yesterday,
July
27th. Or was it the day before?
2 days ago then?
Two days ago.
Saturday.
Yeah, he'll be fucking back.
I was telling Gabe this earlier.
He's
going to
have his fucking hissy fit.
His Twitter image is Andy Kaufman. So he's fake. You know how everyone believed Andy Kaufman faked his own death?
Right.
Phil has faked his own quitting.
Whoa.
He fired himself.
But it's like, he's not acknowledging all the people that are buying Fez and liking it. Like, he's totally ignoring them. So, like, those people that made Fez the number one selling game on Steam before it was even out, he didn't say, "Hey, thanks, guys." He said, "Fuck you, haters."
You know what else happened? You know another time that he ignored people who bought his game? That time that there was that game-breaking bug.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a money issue. That was a Microsoft money issue.
He made millions off it. I think he can afford $10,000.
Yeah, more than likely.
Don't you really have a duty to your paying customer to kind of make sure your product works?
Yeah.
Yeah. No accountability. Yay!
So I'm going to be on Team Beer on this one.
I think
I'm not seeing all that many.
I'll say
people
right now, like to the listeners out there, like I'm kind of biased because I actually really like Marcus Beer, and I preemptively didn't already hated Phil Fish just from Indie Game, and then seeing a bunch of his tweets, like the guy is so unlikable.
I'm sorry, you reap bad vibes towards yourself. You're gonna eventually have them all cashed in.
Exactly. So.
Which,
yeah, no sympathy from me.
I think
man.
You mixed a couple of metaphors there.
I know.
Don't worry about it. Him mixing the metaphors is actually an even
deeper
metaphor.
You reap what's two in the bush, all right? Don't worry about it.
God,
kill two birds with one bush.
The worst part is I'm halfway through this drink and I'm fucking like this.
Just wait until we get to listener mail.
Oh god, I gotta hurry. It tastes like garbage too.
Of course, it's fucking Four Loko, Dylan.
Oh yeah, Dylan's drinking Four Loko, everyone. So there's
peach
that
flavored Four Loko.
Well, I doubt it tastes much like peach. It tastes like Four Loko.
It's more like battery acid.
It
and
does
goat
taste
piss
like peach. A peach with a hint of fuck you.
A hint of Loko.
Oh man, I'd rather drink a Shaq soda right now and just like pour some whiskey in it.
But oh I think god, I saw those the other day.
Patrick Klepek from Giant Bomb wrote a really good piece about this whole fish gate, if you will. And like the Giant Bomb
really
guys, they like, really.
I like to call it the gate. Curious case of the beer battered fish.
What?
Beer battered fish.
Oh, I get it. That's fucking awesome. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Could that be our podcast title?
Yep.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Beer battered fish. Brilliant.
Fuck you. Why did I think of that? But, as I was saying, Patrick Klepek from Giant Bomb, who gets a lot of hate. I don't know why. I like Patrick.
He's going home!
This piece. He wrote this piece about beer-battered fish. And, like, the Giant Bomb guys are very, like, public with their lives. Like, they live very much on the internet, so, like, all the fans like have like a window into their lives.
They live a quarter mile at a time.
Exactly. Like that. So like they're very like personable with the community. So when Patrick's father died of I think it was about a year ago, like he said that like there was the 1% of people that like gave him shit for it, but then there's the 99% of everyone who didn't even know his dad like supporting him and like get sending him pause vibes, and like Phil Fish just is totally ignorant of this section of people and actually like shuns them away and like won't acknowledge them at all. It's like it's not hard to find them. They're like they're all those people that just gave you millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You've alienated lots of people.
Yeah, and even, like, so Cliff Bleszinski wrote the, like, a alleged defense of Phil Fish, and it wasn't even a defense, it was essentially, like, a passive way of saying, toughen the fuck up.
Yeah, if anyone knows being hated, it's fucking Cliffy B.
Yeah. We did a Dude Huge report.
Yeah, Dude Huge report. Live Dude Huge update.
This is, like, a special Dude Huge.
He's gone from, like, full douchitude where people hate him to like kind of endearing that douche is still around. That guy's cool.
Hey, you remember that douche that made Jazz Jackrabbit? Or
Jazzy Jackrabbit? What's it?
What a douche.
Jazz the Jackrabbit? I don't know.
douche rabbit.
The fuck, man? Like, you get so much money and so much love, and you go off because somebody asked you to for a quote of a song you were very vocal in hating. Like, I don't know if you guys remember him during, like, the Xbox One reveal back in May, but he was tweeting constantly about, like, who the fuck cares about this shit? Mm-hmm. Like, no one gives a flying fuck, you dumb
talk
ignorant
about the
shit.
One thing that I want to talk about.
Why didn't you invite me?
This reminds me of that time where we were all having fun watching E3, and then we got to Halo, and Harris is like, shh, this is important.
It was.
And then it was the most boring trailer ever.
And then the robot farted, and it revealed the shrouded Master Chief to actually be Master
Wrong
Chief.
Wrong E3, jackass!
Damn it.
It was like Hula 4, 3.
Hula 43.
It was Reach.
Oh.
Years and years
ago. I missed that one.
Hula.
Hula. Hula, hula.
So this has all been entertaining. What are the consequences?
There's no Fez 2.
Which would have taken like 7 years.
Which is, so, back to what Gabe was saying earlier about her, taking it out on your fans.
Taking it out on, he's taking out like the anger that he gets from,
because I don't like
vocal
you.
Minority of people, which I don't even like see this hate coming towards him.
Oh, he gets a lot of hate, and it's well deserved though.
Okay. I guess I just don't pay that much
attention. It was most like they boycotted Fez, that kind of thing. And usually on Twitter. But who doesn't get hate on Twitter?
Like, dude, have you heard of, like, Justin Bieber? Do you know how many times he gets tweeted at every day where it's like, yo, dude, how's your vagina doing today? Lol.
To be fair, that motherfucker did spit all over his fans.
Well, yeah, it's like, Justin Bieber,
that motherfucker
canceled
Fez 2.
Way more hate than...
Yeah, Ghost doesn't even come around anymore.
Because we fucking spit all over Ghost, and then took Fez away from him. Or what was it? Blackbeard Jesus.
Yes, Blackbeard Jesus has it.
Whatever.
I blame Blackbeard Jesus.
See, that's the thing he needs to learn. People that don't like you, they're not going to buy your game. Okay, go after the people that will buy your game.
And, like, to just show more of his, like, hypocritical
Socrates
attitude.
So you can see his
Socrates.
There's, like, that Phil Fish incident where he told the Japanese game developer, like, the fan of Japanese games, it's like, yeah, your games suck. And it's like, dude, this is exactly what you're complaining about. Dumb idiot.
That's why I was saying he doesn't realize because he's one of those that group.
Yeah.
Except now he has a lot more attention on him.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see.
He was never the hero.
Become Phil Fish.
People fucking defend him to death, whatever. Because I guess he released a decent game. I don't know. I'm not gonna play it. But that fucker is toxic. He's always been toxic.
Boycott.
Did you watch indie? I did. I still haven't bought it. My boycott is working. Get fucked.
Boycott harder, nerd.
I am. So, you're toxic. You've been detrimental to probably not a lot, just because you only deal with your game that took you 10 years to make. But damn, bro.
This might be a amazing.
Everyone hated you in Indie Game the movie.
This might be an amazing scheme that he's pulling, because
now people know about Fez
this,
too. People
I bet
knew
you Fez is gonna get a huge bump in sales.
Possibly. I mean, okay, Fez 2 comes out, and now there's people are reporting on it because he had a temper tantrum. Because
he's back.
People
baby.
Were going to talk about it anyways because they liked Fez, you fucking jackass.
Yeah, but now they love Fez.
And we have.
Oh yeah, well I'm deleting my save. How about that?
I'm gonna find that game breaking bug, and I'm gonna exploit the hell out of it.
Wait, Ryan, did it already happen to you?
What?
The game breaking save.
Oh no! I after the whatever, I guess it had that bug at release, right?
Yeah. And it never got patched. The patch you released.
I never played it long enough to have that problem. It never happened to me that I know of.
So. Well, their reasoning was it only happened to like 1% of players.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't care. That's 1% of players that bought your game. For what, a million people, that could be what 10,000 customers. 1,000 customers? I don't know. What's the math? What's the math on that? Someone tell me.
A million. A million.
10 million.
Be...
Either way, it's still a million.
Either way, it's a lot of people. Those are people that paid for your game. They paid trusting that you would support the game. It's your responsibility. Responsibility. To make sure that game works. You released a product. It's your responsibility to make sure it
remember
works.
Remember that, Pete. Remember that.
I'm opening a rainbow with my hands every time I say it.
Responsibility. And we haven't even touched on the worst part.
What's this? Accountability.
Phil Fish's facial hair, because like that's just terrible.
That's terrible.
That's just terrible.
His facial hair.
His facial hair.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's pretty terrible. Yeah.
He has no one keeping him accountable for his facial hair.
Accountability. Something
Indio developers just will never get.
Something indie studios will never have.
But goddamn.
Man, I bet we've had some unpopular positions the last few podcasts, haven't we?
I don't know if this is unpopular. To me, this seems...
I disagree, Gabe.
I've been seeing, in the press, like, other than that SourceFed video I mentioned earlier, like, I haven't seen anything but, like, people talking about a serious problem with the industry and Phil Fish finally is shedding light on...
Get fucked! Stop treating him like a fucking martyr, you... douchebags.
Yeah, especially if he's gonna be as big of a troll.
The problem with the industry is that we ask people for quotes?
No, that we're a toxic industry, which we kind of are, but we have been for a fucking while. Don't treat this
again,
dickhead
I think
as a martyr.
That goes back to the phrase vocal minority.
Yeah,
the people
like,
that talk the most are the most negative. I think the industry as a whole, you don't hear anybody talk because those people are just normal ass people
they're
doing
just,
their
like,
thing.
Going through the day and it's like, oh, you're talking shit, you know, whatever. I don't need to respond to that.
I don't care. Whatever. That's cool. But
I don't care.
See,
I love it. Crash my car into a bridge.
Everything I've seen on like forums, sites, whatever, have all been like, "Fuck that Marcus Beer asshole."
That fucking song. Okay, I was in Denver. It was for a bachelor party, and we were at a strip club. And most strippers have dead eyes; they look like they just want to die, right?
Aww.
I saw the happiest stripper I've ever seen in my life dancing to that song.
What's...
It was—I was laughing my ass off. The
what
whole
song?
Time. The one they
I
were just
don't
singing.
Care.
Yeah,
I love it.
She looks so happy.
It's a happy song,
dude.
Man.
Because she didn't care.
She did not care.
She loved it.
It was pretty funny. Anyway, that was all I had to say about that.
I don't know what to say now.
Don't say anything.
Ba, 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 ba.
I love it.
Just call me McDonald's because I'm loving it.
I had a stripper that was wearing a gas mask. That was unusual.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's all I had to say.
Fair enough.
I didn't give her any money because the guys next to me had a whole, like, brown paper bag full of dollar bills. So I was like, I'll let them do it.
Yes. Anyway, so.
How do we get the strippers? What the fuck?
It's just Ryan.
It was just that song. Every time I hear that song, I
was sitting there bitching
I remember the
about...
the happiest stripper.
I'm sitting
here. We are trying to enjoy our snake surprise.
Here I am talking once again. So yeah. Anyways, like I was saying, I saw a lot of people really angry at Marcus Beer and saying, "Fuck that guy. He should kill himself." Like, you guys aren't helping anything.
And you know what? Marcus Beer didn't quit.
Oh, yeah, right. You know who handled? Okay, you know who handled himself perfectly acceptable during this? Ryan's most disliked person, Jonathan Blow. Marcus Beer was like, "I'm gonna go out for sushi after today," and Jonathan Blow was like, "Make sure you get some blowfish." He didn't quit and say, "I'm taking Braid 2 with me." I don't know what else he's doing.
The witness.
I'm taking the witness with me. Fuck y'all.
He's creating other spatial dimensions, is what he's doing.
Ryan found that quote.
Ryan. Guys,
I think you created that in your own little dimension.
Nope.
Ryan just hates Jonathan Blow so much. He was like, "Jonathan Blow killed my dog."
Well, the article that it was in, it wasn't like a gaming magazine that ran the article. It was like another normal publication that did like the interview with him. So, I don't remember what it was though.
But you know what's cool is that there are little hints that the BioShock Infinite DLC will be teased or revealed tomorrow. So.
I don't care. I love it.
The blowfish thing could have been an attack, because isn't that the thing where if you cut it wrong, it'll just kill you when you eat it?
Well, okay, so Marcus Beer, let's see, what's the exact quote? So, like, he was kind of, like, he was attacking them, but this, I've listened to a lot of things that Marcus Beer said, and this isn't nearly, like, the worst. Like, he kind of attacks a lot of people. He's very critical.
He's the annoyed gamer.
Yeah. All right, so he says...
He's irate.
He says...
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Or blowfish, as I'm going to call the two of them right now, because while they may be moderately tasty, they're also kind of lethal.
Oh, see, there we go.
They decide to go bananas and bitch and moan to Game Informer in particular about how dare you ask us questions about this story. I'm sick of you guys wanting my opinion on this story.
You're a public face of your company in a successful game. Of course people are going to want your opinion.
That was very fucking vocal about problems with this.
Exactly. You've made yourself to be a public figure. You're the figurehead of your company. People are kind of probably going to ask you questions. This is why...
You know what's not hard to say?
This is normally something
no comment.
A publisher would take care of, you know, with a PR person.
And it's like, you don't have to answer them. You can just say, no comment.
I don't have
like,
a comment yet until I have more information.
Yeah, you don't have to go, fuck!
Fuck you!
Best 2 ending!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Yeah.
Was that to the beat of Trogdor?
Yes.
No, that's you know Shoes, actually, Ryan.
It was what?
Shoes.
Jesus, Ryan. Get with the fucking... Fuck, get with the year 1990... 2009.
2007. Actually.
So salty.
Yeah, Shoes. February 5th, 2007.
Phil Fish is feeling salty.
Oh my god!
It's salty fish.
He's an anchovy.
He's an anchovy. He's in his little tin saying, "Y'all can't have Fez."
Dope.
This was a good day. This was a good conversation. I'm glad we had it, everyone.
But something we could touch upon is... the new jiggling booby effects in the next Final Fantasy game. Because goddamn, that game was missing a lot of chest jiggle.
All right, let's all touch on that.
Yes. I'm gonna touch more than that.
That's the joke.
No, seriously, that's fucking
not,
weird.
Let's not blow our fish.
I'm pro. Damn. That's
damn,
a cool
too
one.
Soon.
Pusu's.
I'm pretty sure Toriyama is in love with Lightning. That's why he keeps bringing her back.
I just keep thinking you're mispronouncing Toriyamus.
Toriyamus. Like, who the fuck is Toriyamus? Is he like Tori the Amish?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Toriyama's in love with Lightning.
There's a fair chance he is.
That's why, like, that E3 presentation.
She is like the rose.
Yeah, he brought the roses out. Talking about Lightning.
Compared Lightning to the rose.
Oh,
now.
Kiss from the rose on the grave. I don't even know what that
meant. I didn't even know what that meant until I played Final Fantasy 13.
I found out that a rose meant booby. It was weird.
Yeah, and then I found out that there wasn't titty jiggle and need that.
That was why. That's why I didn't beat Final Fantasy 13 or by Final Fantasy 13. I just burped mid-sentence.
Yes, we could tell. So to fill listeners in on this, Lightning is now going up from a Japanese C cup to a D cup, and they also bounce around depending on what she's wearing.
Hot diggity damn!
Because the director wanted it that way.
Yeah, I told you, he's in love with her.
Toriyama wanted it bigger with regards to Lightning's chest, a fact he found funny when interviewed on the subject. Lightning, who Square Enix wants us to believe is a strong female character, gets her jiggle on with various costumes and Lightning Returns.
Okay, let me clear the air here, Gabe. Final Fantasy 13-4, they're going to make her breasts even bigger. And then you will have your strong female character, because she's going to be knocking guys out with her tits. Like
our strong-backed female character.
It's like being backhanded.
I don't know anything. I don't know a whole lot about Final Fantasy. And Gabe first said that Lightning is getting bigger tits, I thought it was a dude, and I was like, "What the fuck is happening in that game?"
I don't know,
but Ryan. I don't know anything.
I don't know a lot about. I don't know a lot about boob physics, but I'm fairly certain those are deadly weapons.
I was reading this before we started recording, but I'm going to read it again because the quote's too good.
I agree. I laughed heartily.
Yes, her chest jiggles, explained Nobuhiro Goto. Since everyone can decide what costume she'll wear, you can make sure it does. Haha.
Jesus, that guy.
By the way, since Lightning swings her arm when you change her weapon in the menu screen, that's a recommended action for surefire jiggling. To see it even better, it could be useful to equip a small shield. Look forward to it.
Phil Fish is an idiot. Japanese games are awesome.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. Give me the titty jiggle!
And Four Loko is a good idea.
I want the titty jiggle!
I want to know where the
titty's at. I want to know where the titty's at.
Jesus. Oh, man.
God damn it.
We're taking a turn into dumbass territory.
We should all buy this drink up at PAX and just chug it.
Is that shit illegal?
No, it's legal.
In some states.
In Utah it is, but that's why I had
which is weird.
That's why I had someone pick it up on their way back from Vegas.
But we ain't telling no one about that. Alright, so we'll read some listener opinions on the Phil Fish debacle,
yeah,
and then we can hop into listener mail.
Let's hear your opinions, nerds! I'm going to take the Game Over Nation with me when you get mad at me.
Justin Doss said, watch Indie Game on Netflix and you get a real sense of his identity, which I think is very true. And he whines a lot. And Fozzie tweeted a lot. He said, I think there's a lot of pressure on indie game devs, and they get a lot of abuse as well. That being said, Phil Fish is a guy that constantly fuels trolls and is a controversial guy himself. This level of abuse is something he has brought upon himself. Yep. So yeah, I don't exactly feel bad for the guy.
Normally, I hate Fozzie, but that's a good answer.
And then Matt Jones says, masochistic tendencies aren't limited to us masses. Game developers can fall prey to it, too.
Yeah, stop treating them like rock stars. Poop mouths. God, this is getting bad.
Well, you're drinking for
Secret
Loco.
Tunnel seems to be defending him and linked to a Penny Arcade article that I didn't read.
Because it was Penny Arcade?
Well, I think he was saying that his
brought it upon himself.
Yeah, he didn't agree with him saying he brought it upon himself. But, I mean, if you... I don't know what the article said, but you don't need an article to tell you much of anything. You could just look at the direct source and the things that source has said. And sure, he probably gets a lot of trolls, but it's the internet and you're kind of famous and that's just part of it.
But Penny Arcade can talk us out of it.
Right. Oh, I guess I should go look.
Yeah. But whether he brought it upon himself or not, he handled it like a dick.
He handled it like he was four.
Yeah, it has.
Whether
as
he brought it
said,
upon himself or not, he brought it upon himself.
Boom roasted. But,
good answer.
No matter the cause of it, how he handled it, like completely shunning out all of his fans, which we can like safely assume is the majority of people, saying a fuck ton of people bought that game. A whole lot more people bought that game than give him shit for it. And just because of the people that give him shit for it, he's going to hurt everybody else that, you know, is a fan of his. Like, I can't get behind that. I think my phone screen just cracked again. Update. Now I'm on 5 cracks.
Cannot go back to Japan.
Cannot go back. Yeah. So that's the general listener consensus. Oh my god, I just realized Prototype didn't write in this week.
Maybe. I just realized we have 3 listeners.
Wow.
Me, Ryan, and Dylan.
Wow. Ew.
I'm going to take the money and go, all right?
I think my favorite tweet about the situation was Dylan saying to Hide Noise, "Some people need thicker skin. I tell Gabe he's a bitch daily and he hasn't canceled Game Over Nation yet."
What was the follow-up, Gabe?
Or has he?
No, it was,
and then,
here I am, enjoying my snake surprise, and Dylan calls me a bitch. I'm taking Game Over Nation with me.
I'm taking all the unpaid, the non-existent money I got, and I'm running.
He's taking he needs to get to Seattle. Someone give him a reason to cancel us.
Alright, might have to do some digging for questions from last week, but right now we have, from Heidenweiss, from Prototype. Sorry, that's a Prototype from a couple weeks ago.
He did write in.
What are your... Yeah, a couple weeks ago, though. So not this week. Off your game, Prototype. Off your game, dog. He says, "What are your opinions on Sharknado?" And I caught the end of Sharknado after I came back from the midnight showing of Pacific Rim, which was fucking stupid and awesome, I might add.
Oh, Sharknado.
And... You know, Sharknado, like, when you think about sharks flying at you from the sky in giant tornadoes, the obvious plan of action is to grab a chainsaw so you can defend yourself from falling sharks.
Well, you also throw bombs into the tornado.
Into the tornadoes.
Because, and it's funny because it works and the tornadoes diffuse, but then the sharks go everywhere and start just biting people as they fly through the air. They're like latching on to people like rabid dogs, and it was hilarious. I could not stop laughing.
There is already a sequel planned.
I'm
pretty sure they're crowdsourcing the name of it.
There is also select theaters across the country playing it this Friday at midnight, and I have tickets already, so I will be there watching Sharknado on the big screen with a room full of people that hopefully are also there for the same reason I am.
To get drunk.
I hope no one's there to actually, like...
Enjoy it.
Take it seriously. Well, I'm going to enjoy the shit out of it.
I saw The Marine with John Cena in theaters. And we were snickering the whole friggin' movie. And then the guy behind us just lost his shit and yelled at us. He's like, "Will you shut up? My son is a Marine." And it's like, dude, this is as like dumb as it gets action film.
When was this? Was
your son's a Marine, but John Cena sure shit ain't.
Yeah, oh my god, it was unbelievable.
When did this happen? I don't remember it.
I went with Zach, like for when the Marine was in theaters. that's funny.
Okay. That's like, I wasn't there for that.
Which was 2006.
I'm a Marine.
So you never know. Maybe there's someone that's going to go to that movie, Ryan.
Maybe there's someone watching
really is fearful of those shark tornadoes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe someone's like dad died in a sharknado.
or a barricane.
No, barricane is what I'm writing. Don't steal. Original idea.
Barricane.
Barricane. Idea.
Don't steal. I also love about Sharknado that the tornadoes form over water and only pick up sharks.
Doesn't pick up whales.
Nothing else. No whales, no other fish of any kind, just sharks.
Free Willy isn't coming through your door. Just Jaws.
Just Jazz.
Just other Jazz.
Sea life are not evil.
Where is the Sharktopus? What?
Sharks haven't been this scary since the original Jaws, says nobody.
Guess who just got themselves a claw shot? This guy.
Well, that's all the questions we have.
Quest tubs.
Is there anything else that happened that we can touch upon? I don't think so. Look forward to PAX. We're going to be hitting that shit up.
Will we?
We got 5 weeks to promote that shit.
5 weeks? It's only a month, dog.
Yeah, five.
4 weeks.
5 weeks. If you
count there are now 5 weeks in a month.
Yep.
So is that everything? I think we wrap it up.
Yeah, short, I think so.
Short and sweet show.
I think that's it.
You can wrap so Ryan, you happy.
Ryan, you want to tell
we
people
to
where
get,
they can find
we
us?
We need to get some water into Dylan. maybe a hearty meal.
Actually, I just ate a plate of carne asada fries.
Oh my god!
To start
of what?
You monster!
Carne asada fries.
So good.
I don't know what that
carne
is.
Asada chicharrones.
You don't know what that is? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm very ill cultured.
Clearly.
Yep.
It's French fries with steak and cheese and everything good.
Sour cream.
No,
guacamole.
Not
it's salsa. Just all tea. It's just all tea out there in Boston. He doesn't know what's going on.
No, it's not.
Alright, so I guess you guys should go to GameOverNation.com and check us out there. You should go to Facebook and like our page, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. YouTube, which has been a little quiet lately, other than, I guess, the podcast, you can go there, check it out. It's YouTube.com/GameZeroVERNation. Still can't get that worked out because some kid's a dick.
Maybe we should just all start giving him shit for it.
Yeah, we should find him on the internet.
But then he'll take it with him.
I'm taking my YouTube channel and leave. And then you can also find us on Twitter at Game Over Nation. That's where you want to send questions and whatnot, because that's the only place we look. I guess Gabe looks at Facebook sometimes too.
I look at Facebook all the time, dog. Okay.
Gabe is glued to Facebook, so you can do stuff there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come farm my vill.
Don't do that.
Leave a comment on the web zone.
All right, so I guess that's
unless
it.
Unless you don't want me to send you a pizza roll.
So that's all our things. Javi, you want to shut this bad boy down?
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for
listening, guys. See you next week.